What's up? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And Gigi's back.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And it's lip service. Today we have BJ the Chicago Kid with us. What's up?
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
What's good?
And our guy Chris Green told us in your schedule, he said that at this point in time, you're going to be talking about sex and drugs and all those things.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Those are great topics.
Good times.
We don't really talk about drugs.
No, we talk about the weed every once in a while.
We say no to drugs on lip service.
Right, unless it's like
shrimp. We say yes to sex.
My nieces are old enough to find everything that their uncle is on, so.
You said my nieces are old enough?
Oh my God, they're so grown, man.
How old are they?
The youngest one is 5.
What? She is not old enough to know about.
No, I said the youngest
young
one. You asked how old were they.
So yes.
I'm breaking it down. The youngest one is 5. Kiki is like 11. Destiny is 14. And Taylor is 19.
Oh, Taylor grown.
Okay. That's Taylor's a woman.
Oh, what?
My daughter about to be 19, so I know all about Taylor.
Yeah. And when they're 19 these days, they really like 25.
So only Taylor's allowed to listen.
I mean, I don't even want her listening to
Taylor.
Nah. But he was saying that they are old enough. He was saying that they are at the age where they're old enough.
Where
well,
they can search without anybody being around on their own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
As long as you know how to read, you can.
All right, we got to get some basic information about you down before we get into some of these topics.
So what's good?
Okay, BJ the Chicago Kid, are you married?
No.
Are you in a relationship?
Nah.
Okay.
No girlfriend.
No girlfriend.
When's you fucking something.
You said what?
You fucking something.
That don't mean
a
it's my girlfriend.
Something.
He said, I said you fucking something. Everybody got somebody that doing mean something in the sheets.
When's the last time you had a girlfriend?
Man, it's been a few years ago. Yeah, a couple years.
That's so you haven't been in love for that long?
What, in that time after her?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say love. No. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
But you've had some serious situations, maybe.
Nah, you know,
chronic
I had a
dating.
Few interests, but I don't really even date. Like, we got to... I'm not even the type of guy to even have game. Like, I don't, if we don't have no common interest, we can't have a conversation basically. You don't even enter my phone. And I hope I shouldn't enter yours if you don't, you know what I mean? Even if we just fucking. Same thing.
So you don't just have one night stands or anything like that? You don't just...
I mean, I ain't saying what I do and what I do, but I'm just saying I'm a grown man. Grown men have needs for sure.
Of course.
It's hilarious.
No, but you're saying you're not even going to fuck somebody unless y'all have some common.
No, I said I'm not even going to put the name in my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, rather they fucking or not.
I'm happy he recording this too so we can backtrack.
Now, it's interesting. Now, let me ask you this. How do you feel about women and makeup? We were having a conversation before you came in while we were getting our makeup done.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about whether or not guys like when women wear makeup. Some guys say, oh, I like women who are natural, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not mad at makeup, but I love to see the natural you. You know what I'm saying? I got a song called Perfect that speaks on that. Mm-hmm. Totally. And the body. You know what I'm saying? It speaks on all of that. I feel like it's many different shades, faces, shapes, sizes that, you know, men love. I mean, mm-hmm. speaking of myself, I can only, you know, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you have like a particular shape, size, whatever that you love? What's your preference?
No. Actually, can I tell y'all a secret? Like mm-hmm. some guys,
we love secrets.
Some guys probably fucked pretty feet before. Like, and like she probably have pretty feet or she had a pretty attitude or this. It's like guys have a weird way of thinking. That's just for guys.
I always say that guys will find anything good to find a reason to fuck somebody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of saying the same thing, but. Yeah. But because I'm a guy,
I said
I'm
going to say it way.
I'm going to try to explain it a little bit better than, you know what I mean, what she's probably not getting.
Because they'd be like, damn, you fucked her? She ugly. Well, yeah, but she had a fat ass, though. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you seen her feet?
I like pretty feet, though. I ain't going to lie. That's a thing I do like.
Definitely got her flip-flops on.
Yeah, I don't like feet. I don't like to talk about feet. I don't think feet are cute.
She don't like to talk about
I have
feet.
Big feet, you know.
It's all right.
That don't matter.
I have to deal with that. Like, God gave me big feet, so I just have to deal with it.
It's all right, shit. It's all right.
BJ, do you have pretty feet?
Pretty feet? I played basketball for the first 19 years of my life. I don't think I would, you know.
So your feet are messed up?
They're not messed up. My toe structure is good, but I wouldn't consider myself. You get what I mean by that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. My toe structure ain't like, you know what I mean, messed up, but I play basketball every
day. So you're not getting in the pool with socks on or nothing like that?
Nah, I don't. Like, it ain't that jacked up, but, you know, if I'm getting in the pool, I think that's retarded.
You get pedicures?
I was just about to ask.
I take care of my feet as much as I can because I know they, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Yeah, because
what about
I can relate. I did ballet for most of my life, and then I was a stripper, so I ain't got the best feet either.
So what if a girl wants to have sex with her socks on? She's hiding her feet.
That's fine. That's I'm not.
You fine with
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Yes, I'm fine with that. I'm
he's
not
saying
mad.
He done fucked some girl because she had pretty feet before.
Listen,
but that's
you heard. I what
said,
Jay-Z
I did.
Said.
I said some guys. You slick
Jay-Z
over there.
Said, if it's hammer time, baby, hide them toes. Okay.
What's important, Stephanie? What's important to you when it comes to a guy?
What's important to me?
Attraction wise.
Attraction wise, I like a guy to always have a nice mouth. That's what I'm attracted to. When I first meet a guy, being with them, when I'm in love, I like the mouth because I like to kiss.
What?
So I like she's, to have I like guys to have to really me. Nice mouths, like good teeth, nice lips, you
yeah,
know, a
mean.
Good skill to you know, like the skill of kissing. I like for guys to have. It's very important
she's into
to me.
That.
Well, yeah,
because a lot of guys can't kiss.
Yeah.
What's she got to say about me?
No, I say BJ got to have a nice mouth. He uses it all the time, right?
He does have a nice mouth. I'm sitting next to him.
Because you sing. I mean, I don't know what else you do.
Just being clear. I do sing R&B. Yeah,
what about you, Gigi? What attracts you to a guy?
Authority.
Okay, a boss.
I like a boss. I like a man who takes charge. I like a man who is in a position of power. And not just saying job-wise, but just in life. Like, I like a man who knows
like
what he's doing
too.
And know what he got going on for himself. I don't like a slouch-ass, bum-ass nigga that ain't about shit.
Well, don't nobody like no bum.
Yeah, nobody
I mean,
likes a bum.
not bum meaning, like, financially, but
you
just,
like an alpha male.
Yeah,
that's what I like, too. I definitely like... I need a guy for people to be scared of him.
You want people to be scared of my man.
I want people to be scared of my man. That's for sure. For sure.
She knows
it's
she
likes
it.
Very them. Important to me.
Well, we know you like thugs.
Yeah,
though,
exactly.
I
don't know what I like.
She's going to grow out of that one day. You know what I'm saying? Former thugs. When are you going to? I like former thugs.
I used to be attracted to the thug type. I did. I used to be attracted to the thug type.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And when did you grow out of that?
Not too long ago.
Just recently.
Hey, man, it's thugs out there that got some shit legitimate now, you know? So,
yeah.
Hey, they graduate.
We call those corporate thugs.
That's what she into, you know what I mean?
Well, you from Chicago. Was you ever a thug?
I would never consider myself a thug, but I'm a G, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You a boss.
I'm a G,
people,
sure.
Are people scared of you?
It ain't about people being scared of me. I'm not into... You know what I'm saying? Making sure I cause fear. Like, look where I'm from. I don't gotta. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Right.
And I go where I go. You know what I'm saying?
Chicago was a rough place, man.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah,
too.
Chicago. Those projects, they've had to build a wall around them. They're gone now. They took them down now,
Cabrini,
right?
Cabrini. The
oh, Cabrini
yeah.
Green.
That's where Candyman was from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody always associate that. Wasn't that where they filmed the opening of Good Times too? Wasn't that Cabrini?
Yeah, supposedly. Yeah.
That's not where Candyman was from.
Supposedly,
yeah. The movie, he was.
But they hilarious. Like build a brick wall around those projects because innocent bystanders who don't live there, who weren't living there, were
and
getting
too,
shot.
Like, those builders are like one way in, one way out after a certain time.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like, you know, like back in the 80s, like the mayor that was the mayor then, she tried to move in to tell people like that it wasn't that bad. She got out of there within 2-3 days.
Mm. Did you ever look in the mirror when you was growing up and be like, Candyman?
Candyman.
Yeah, I did that too.
I hurried up and turned them damn lights on so fast, though. I wasn't playing with that.
Now, do you ever listen to your own music during sex?
No, impossible.
No?
That's a turn off.
Really?
Why?
That's a turn off.
What if a
even
girl
if, called... Even if a woman asked me to sing, like, if we had a date, like, if it's just you and I, if we had a date and you asked me to sing, it would kind of turn me off a little
Why
bit.
Why would that turn you off?
Because I'm not working right now.
What if a chick was a masseuse and you want to, you know, that was her job? You wouldn't want to get a little massage?
If she offered, but I wouldn't ask her to go to work right now. I wouldn't ask her to do that. Like, sometimes work could be so much. I come to you for my relief, so why would I make you a part of this? Now, sooner or later, we're going to start having issues because I'm going to want this, and you're going to be like, I'm tired. But you, nah.
That's fair, because I remember back in the day when I was a stripper, I could not deal with a guy who would want me to be like, oh, you're a stripper. Give me a
dance
little
for
dance.
Me.
Right.
You'd be like, throw some money at me then.
Hello.
Like, what?
Honestly, I wouldn't. If I want to dance, I would go to the club, but I wouldn't ask my woman to dance with me. I am into lingerie. Like, I love women that, you know.
That's so
interesting. I love having
you said
fun
that.
With that yeah. type of thing.
We
but
had a
you
conversation
don't,
about
you know what
lingerie.
Mean? Yeah.
We talked about lingerie previously. A lot of guys said they're not really that into it for some reason.
I'm an R&B singer, baby.
Every time I've worn lingerie for a guy, it's on as soon as he sees it for
it's
a couple seconds.
But that's because you gotta, you know, you gotta enjoy it. Find ways to enjoy it. If you can't think of it now, take your time. Don't rush it. Y'all here. Chill. Relax.
You hear that, guys?
Roll up.
Ease
something.
Into it.
Yeah.
Right.
Chill.
Said roll up.
Yeah. Whatever it takes for you to relax, because that's where the enjoyment is. If you don't relax, it's terrible for both of y'all, and you ain't coming back.
Now, do you ever have you ever voluntarily sang for a woman? Like, she ain't asked you to, but
no, I have sang happy birthday to somebody that thought I would never do it.
Oh, okay.
Like, just to be like, you know, it was dope. I haven't
and it wasn't even her birthday.
And it's not even my birthday. But nah, I'm not really into like playing my music to set the mood. I would rather play somebody else's music, and I can really enjoy it. And you get the most authentic me. I'm too busy listening. Like, man, I should have turned that kick drum.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, exactly. My brain immediately goes to work because I'm such a workaholic. Mm. When I leave work, let's leave work. Like, my pops be like, yo, man, how's it? And I'm like, pops, man, let's post some yak up or something. Let's talk about something else because I can't talk about work right now. I'm here to chill, relax, you know.
That's understandable. Yeah.
But as an R&B singer, right, you know, women, of course, are a huge audience for you. Do you ever play, like, if you're dating somebody, like, hey, I want you to hear this song. Do you do that?
Nah, but if like we cool and I know you and you ask to hear something, I might play you a song or two, but that's about it. I'm not going to be performing anything.
You might be like, yo, I just did this song last night. What do you think? I want you to hear it.
Nah, I have wrote songs about females that I sent it to them, though.
Oh, you did? That's cute. That's romantic. Cute.
If you heard the song.
No, oh, not. Maybe
I'm
not.
I'm just kidding.
Murder, death, kill.
Nah.
Kick, rock, toe.
Hilarious.
You think you write better when you are going through some bullshit or you write better when you in love?
Both. And just, I write better when I'm not
emotions,
in it.
Right?
And it's too, it's the creativity. It's about where you allow yourself to be. I'm able to put myself in any type of shoes. Like, sometimes I write songs starting at the first line of the first verse, not having a hook yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, you actually get there when you get there type of writing. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's many different ways that I create. But I've written, the last song I've written about, like, what I was going through was the end of the last relationship I was in. It's a song called Heart Crushes on my new album.
Oh, nice.
It's dope, though. It's a dope song, though.
Is it going to make us cry? Is it going to make us cry?
No, it ain't going to make you cry, but you be like, okay. I tell the truth in the record because I come from that kind of R&B where you felt, at least you felt like the nigga wasn't lying. You know what I'm saying? It's like, at least fool me.
Even if he is, at least I feel like he's not.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm into.
But before we came up here, we were also talking about honesty. Like, why can't guys just be honest about certain situations? Guys,
sometimes we all be honest?
That's true.
Yeah.
Because I be lying.
Mm. We all lie.
You be lying.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody lies at times. Listen, right?
When I say we all lie, though, that puts me in it, too. Like, we all lie. Yeah.
We all in this room have lied about some shit.
Something. No,
for sure. I've been completely honest with my boyfriend.
I think sometimes I'm
sorry. That's a lie right there.
I think sometimes I'm overly honest. Like, sometimes I might need to lie to soften the blow a little bit because I'm like brutally honest and people take that the wrong way. Like, they take it as like I'm being a bitch or like, you know.
But sometimes a lie is to not hurt somebody's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what
that
I'm
is,
saying?
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to.
Sometimes you just gotta like, you gotta understand either this gonna blow up later or this could really be over if I could just.
Right. Let me
so you gotta weigh your options with your lies.
No, but Gigi was saying earlier, and I agree with her. I say this too all the time. I'd rather you be honest with me and let me make my choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When it comes instead of to choosing dealing, for me. When it comes to, let's just say you meet this guy and come to find out he's still in a relationship or maybe trying to work his way out of the relationship, and you have fallen for him and you have feelings for him, and then you found out 6 months into you guys' relationship that he has this other thing going on.
He on Facebook with a matching outfit with his
wifey, kids, and they got matching Cheeto flames outfits. Right.
That's
Six Flags.
Right. So it's just like, at that point, then you're like, okay, had you been honest about your situation, then you would have allowed me to make the decision if I wanted to get involved or not. But just allowing me to fall for you and throwing me into the situation that I didn't ask to be in. Because then what if you get caught up in some baby mama drama?
Right. And now your baby mama calling me, but I don't know what's going on, so I can't lie to you.
Yeah, I'm innocent. But had you been honest with me, then we could have rolled this thing out if it was that type of situation. But guys don't realize that some girls is down the ride, some girls not, but you just got to weigh your options. And
so how would you feel if a guy was like, when you just met him, like, okay, well, not even when you just met him, like, he want to become more, right? Mm-hmm. And he like, man, I still flirt, but that ain't nothing against you. I'm not having it. Exactly.
So at the end of the day,
ain't no guy going to tell you that in the beginning knowing that, you know what I'm saying? Something could happen later to the point where he do more than flirt. So where he going to go? He going to shut his mouth.
Yeah, I feel you.
And play the role.
It's like when you first meet somebody and you're not completely honest and then you can't double back and be like, well, I know I said this when we first met, but we ain't know each other like that, so I was lying. But the truth of the matter, sometimes you just tell a lie and you got to keep on going with it because you had no idea.
No, that's
but
the I'm thing with lying. You have to keep going.
I'm an old school guy. I just think y'all the coldest players. I will never act like I'm the think. A woman told me that. What are you talking about?
The women are the coldest? Why woman
told
that?
Me that. Well, women. A woman told me that.
Women are
a
better
married,
liars.
A married woman told me that.
A married woman you were sleeping with told you.
Nah.
That. No, I'm kidding.
Nah. That's one thing I've never done.
She's you never slept with a married woman?
Nah, she's usually separate or something.
I don't got no game, I'm just though.
Or so she said.
Right.
So honestly, listen. If she still, if she's separated, I think she's just still married to me. You know what I mean? I grew up with my mom and dad in the house, so I just I look at it a different way. Okay. Separated, you still married until
there's paperwork.
But what if they don't live in the same house anymore? Yeah.
That may make me forget. Like if we chill on the couch and he at a whole nother location.
Yeah.
He know where you live though.
What do you mean? Who?
Exactly.
Who?
Exactly. Yeah, so in Chicago, you might have to keep somebody in the car on the corner or something just to make sure I'm good while I'm up in there. Because if he know your address.
Right. He might just.
Oh, come on, man. Niggas still crazy out here. Some of them.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you eat pussy for a girl the first time y'all have sex? Or is that something that you don't do right away?
If I've known her, actually, I've done that before, but I've known the girl for 4 years before we ever even had sex. Mm-hmm. I never touched her. I thought she was gorgeous, honestly. But I didn't want to seem like I was trying to be her friend and act like I'm waiting in line. Mm-hmm. Like, she was really my friend for 4 years, probably maybe a little bit more than that. But I was like, yo, why are we playing, man? Why are we playing? And she was like, what? What are you talking about? She played dumb for however long she could. Mm-hmm. And it ended up happening. But, yep, that time I did it for the first time.
But that was the only time. It's not something regular.
That's the time I'm telling y'all.
So it might be regular.
Yeah. Y'all, listen, man. It's not on the regular. It's not nice. I'm an R&B artist. I can't.
It depends.
I would not have myself out there like that. Then somebody see this, and now they're trying to write up on me on Media Takeout or something. The truth is what it is. What I'm telling you, that was the last time that it happened. It's the honest truth.
Okay.
And this is going to serve its purpose to be proven correctly.
I feel like R&B artists just do that anyway. Like, we all look at R&B artists like, oh, y'all gotta be. Do you consider yourself romantic?
In my own way. Because honestly, what somebody else may think is romantic is, I might think it's terrible. Like, that's why I don't feel like I could walk up to a woman and have game. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if we can't literally, like, if he trip, we both laugh, something's whatever, we end up talking about something else, and our conversation continue, then, you get what I'm saying? I like natural
chemistry.
I'm grown with it in the
sense. So your game is that you have no game?
If that's how you want to look at it or say it, maybe I can learn that kind of way. Maybe I can learn it that way. But that's honestly, but just think about it. Like, shit could get so awkward in so many weird moments, man. And I hate awkward moments with people like that. Mm-hmm. So if you got some kind of sense of just being a little bit, I ain't fucking with you. You could be gorgeous, but if you, I'm cool. I don't want to be somewhere and you like, BJ? I've never had moments where I've never had the moments, and I plan to never, ever have them. So if you really can't just be civilized and we can't be adults, even if we agree to disagree, I really can't fuck with you.
So you're not one of those guys that likes to argue with women and stuff?
I don't like to argue, but I've been in arguments. But
some guys, it turns them on.
I'm like, no. See, now that's if we face-to-face. It might do some things for real, but in a sense, you know, over the phone, nah. I'm gonna try to end it quick, cause honestly, people I'm around like looking like that kind of guy. Like, what the fuck I look like arguing? Who you? Me and my girl, man, tripping.
That's Stephanie and Gigi.
No, I'm just saying. I feel like
that's Stephanie and Gigi all day.
I don't feel like you're single. You shouldn't be arguing with nobody.
I mean, even if I'm in a relationship, I'm not finna really like. But you can't agree on everything, you know.
That's where
exactly what I'm saying.
From.
But if you ain't gotta even have an argument.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie. In my previous relationships, you know, we've had a whole lot of petty ass arguments.
Mm-hmm. That might be you, Stephanie.
I mean, it is me.
Sometimes you got to point to me.
You want to know what I learned, though?
But it's not only me. It's not
what
me
can
by
you accept
myself.
And what can't you accept? I think that's what should help you pick and choose your battles. Not you, but just in
general.
No,
absolutely.
I've been in relationships where I was like, yo, you want to know what? That ain't even that bad, yo. Not even that bad. Because it's something, it's just like you, it may be a problem to you, but you could just be a picky motherfucker. You
every
know
little thing.
Yeah, and how you know she ain't saying shit about you because of the shit you doing. Mm-hmm. So right. It's like, you know, I've lived with, you know, a woman before. So it's like, I just understand the do's and the don'ts to some degree. You know what
That's
I mean?
What I'm saying. Like, I've had a lot of petty arguments that were my fault, but, you know, it's two ways. And it's sometimes you can't let you can't let things go. You gotta, like you said, you gotta choose what you're gonna accept. And if you don't say, if you don't put your foot down, if something's bothering you right away, it's gonna happen again and again and again and again. So that's for me where arguments come from.
And when you don't
but
say
nothing, nip it in the bud quick. I'm quick. I'm really quick.
If you don't say nothing, when you finally say something for the first time, it's gonna blow up. It seemed like you told me 10 times.
That's how I am.
When you've only been thinking to yourself, and that's fucked up to the guy.
I'm not gonna lie, that's how I am.
I ain't even know you ain't like
this. I get mad, but I won't say nothing about it.
But then when you finally get mad, you're pissed off.
But by the time that you know I'm mad, I've been mad for months. And I ain't never said
that's like you check the text and you think you reply, but you don't. You end it and you just, yeah, you never reply.
In your mind, you did.
In your mind, you did. You didn't, though.
No, but I'm quick. When I, as soon as I see something I don't that bothers me, I say it right away. I'm quick.
Yeah, you look like you
are. I'm quick. I'm spicy.
He said you look like you are quick.
Yeah. I'm very spicy.
And I've been around I've been around Gigi and her arguments too. Mm-hmm. Make it awkward for everybody. You'd be like, all right, dude.
She's getting spicy too.
Well, it's him. It's confrontational. Him. He's confrontational, and when he wants to be like that, then I have to fight back.
No, Gigi be going off too.
Yeah.
some men like aggressive women too, though. So.
I'm spicy. I don't let nothing go over my head.
I like a little mixture, though. So it's
a lot of times I'll start an argument and find myself apologizing because I was too fast. Mm-mm. You know? Sometimes you gotta.
I be having
don't
to
be
chill,
like me. Sometimes you gotta pump.
Stephanie's arguments be like, bah, 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 fuck you, bah, bah. Where you at right now? I'm coming there right now. And you be like, mm-hmm. You just was cursing him out.
That's a fact.
That's crazy. Yes.
But that's when you love each other, you know?
Oh,
when
you're in love.
Because
sure.
I'm not arguing with somebody I'm not in love with. As soon as you do something that I don't like, I will tell you something. If we don't have a good resolution, you're out of my life.
Sometimes my mode just changed. When there's some shit, I'm like, I get quiet. Some shit. You could tell, like, DJ, you know, it's something we need to talk about. You want to know? Yeah, sit down. We can talk. Mm-hmm. I try not to even blast you off because, man, it's even being in the industry that we in. Like, we can always take work home and the frustrations and all that. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, I don't ask you if you want a chicken or fish. You know, I love fish.
Bitch, you don't know me.
It could be wicked. So I try to make sure even what I say, I try to word my words correctly because once you say it, nigga,
that is
I don't
true.
Give a fuck how much you apologize, nigga. Right. You said it.
It's always
stamped.
There.
It's out there. It's stamped in time.
That's why I always try to not say things that I might regret later.
Yeah.
That's why when I get mad sometimes, I'd be like, please don't talk to me until I calm down a little bit.
Because I might say something
crazy. Listen, let me tell y'all and everybody else in the world, it is nothing wrong with taking 5 minutes.
That's
it's always somebody want to talk about it right now, but that's the person that'll make y'all be calling the police an hour from then. Give that person 5 minutes, or you be the person to say, let's take 5 minutes if you really give a fuck about talking about it. If not, both of y'all bounce. But I'm going to tell you, when I learn to take 5 minutes, it's 50% better, at least.
It is. It definitely
you
is.
You still may disagree, but you ain't saying it with the anger. Just try to say it without the emotion because.
It's like going food shopping when you hungry.
Or how?
You go to the supermarket.
Get everything.
Buy everything.
And two
days. Like, let me wait till I'm not hungry and go to the supermarket and make some more rational, smarter decisions.
Right. No, and 5 minutes could change everything. If you wait 5 minutes, before you send that crazy text,
Stephanie,
something might happen in your favor.
You might change
because you don't ever want to send no fucked up text out.
Oh my God,
what's the worst thing you could say to a guy you know is gonna make him mad?
I think when you call a guy a bum
they hate that. You broke bum
or bitch ass.
You guys hate being called broke.
No matter.
Bitch ass nigga.
A bitch ass nigga.
Just, the word bitch. Anything bitch. Attached before or after. Bitch. That's an accessory. But the word bitch.
Bitch and bum, guys don't go.
Oh, you know what else
boy.
Guys hate? If you tell them their dick is whack.
Little dick.
God never
yo, no, no, no. I'm going to tell you. It's not just the words. You hear how you say, you little like how you
put that
you tell a guy he can't fuck you right while y'all mad, he's gonna be thinking that he ain't fucking you right for the rest of y'all relationship.
That's right. You know, I never came right ever.
You know, he's like, that's what a killing.
All them times I had to fucking pretend.
Oh my God,
I faked it every time.
You had that man in the bathroom.
Crying. Or if you tell him you fuck somebody else.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, they can't.
Every next argument. Go fuck that nigga you said you was fucking last time.
No, there go your boy.
Oh, but you said I had a little dick.
Like, nigga, that was 5 months ago.
Look,
chill.
Go
it got
that's
bigger.
Baby, I was lying. Bigger. Your dick is perfect.
I love it.
Because I had people watch me on social media. Just say Twitter, for instance, like, a pretty girl could say something to me and I say something back, and a girl I used to mess with favorite it, like it, like the yep. Like, why is this your favorite? You petty than a mother.
You petty. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you see that she favorited
what?
It though?
Huh? Because you can see it. The way Twitter is, the way my Twitter is set up.
Yeah, but it tells you who favorites.
Who favorites
you.
Yeah.
But guys like, but listen, guys like when you stalk them on social media. Like if you're dating them for real and you be like,
oh yeah, they have a problem with you not doing
it. Not me. I'm not really into it because of what I do. It's like, I'm not supposed to talk to women. I'm not supposed to say hi.
I want her to buy my album.
Girls that you date.
Selling albums.
Your team.
That's why her titty was in my mouth. I was selling albums.
No, but that was like when I take a picture and maybe the guy gets too close to me or like maybe a face will be touching or hand on the waist.
I have been accused of being with too many people.
No,
just because
and I'm
we
like,
took a picture.
Too. I'm like, dude, that's my job. Too. Like he asked me to take a picture. Right. What do you want me to do?
That's creepy to me though. Like, so honestly, out of respect, if I take a picture, like, if we take a picture after this, I'm not going, I don't do the extras. That just make me feel like a creep.
It is
feel like
creepy.
I'm perceived as a creep. And that makes me, I feel dirty and slimy.
It is a little
like,
creepy,
real,
for
real
sure.
Real niggas don't do that. Real men don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
No, but I went through a time space where every time I'll be in the club and, like, I'll get someone who's a fan of mine, or you know, and they want to take a picture with me. I had a time that I was always like...
What?
Really far these away. Niggas, no, don't right. get too
and,
close.
In your mind, they already your boyfriend from the Instagram. And they you forgot this social media gives them so much more time with you in their mind than it mm-hmm, would ever give
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, same thing with artists. Like, they'll love you until you fuck it up. Or they'll love you until they meet you on a bad day or whatever the case may be. It's like the internet makes people have so much more of an idea in their mind of what it really is in reality.
Yeah. Right.
And you
they
meet
him
and he like,
oh,
yeah, and this nigga gonna come up to you and do all that.
Yeah. Yeah. They feel like they know you for
it's
real.
Creeps. Stop being internet creeps and that turns you to a real life creep at the club that night. Stop it, fellas. It's not the business, man.
I mean, I just wish people would realize that just because you follow someone on social media doesn't mean that you really, really know them. You know what I mean? You don't know what problems people are having in real life. You don't know how things are really going.
Sometimes it's a you can't win situation. Like, I'm coming at the gym. You want to take a picture? I look terrible.
Exactly.
And if I take a picture with you and you post it, I look terrible.
I look crazy.
But
if I say no,
then I'm a bitch.
But you want to know what? This I'd be like, no, because I look terrible and I just got out the gym. I'm sorry. I would love to. I just feel icky. I want to take a shower. What's somebody got?
And
they're
gonna be like, Angelique's a yucky bitch. Yeah.
and
like
you
a
can't
fucking
please,
picture
you
with
can't
me.
Please everybody.
You can't.
Straight up. So honestly, knowing that, at some degree, my care ceases. Like it's.
Who gives a fuck, right?
Who gotta give a fuck?
Now, if you met a girl and you slept with her on the first night, could that potentially turn into a relationship? Or will you have some type of judgment against her always?
It depends on if we had that weird-ass connection that's so strong that it'd be like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be so clingy to the point where you like, all right. It's either or. Hard left, hard right.
Mm-hmm.
One
right.
or the other.
I agree with that. I know a particular couple, they had sex the first night and they stood together. They're still together like going 9 years.
That's what made them have sex the first night. That
but that's what they say. Like they met each other and they ever since they were inseparable.
Yeah.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Yeah, I do. You heard that? Yeah.
That was deep.
I do. I really do. I don't know how many you get in life. Some people say you get two. Some people say you get one.
How many do you think?
I don't know.
Have you had one?
I don't know.
I think you would know if you had your soulmate, though.
Me too. I'm trying to learn on how to lie better.
Okay, I thought you didn't lie.
Some people do. I ain't in a relationship, so I can't lie. Right? I got my lie license, right?
Yeah,
y'all should y'all should make a lie license.
Lie license. That's a good thing. #Hashtag
You graduated.
Lie license.
Now we talked about things license that we say to guys that make them mad. You know, you got a little dick. You whack in bed.
That's why
you
I fucked
you
your boy.
A bum. Yeah, fucked your boy. So what can a man say to a woman that will make us mad forever? That we'll always bring back up.
Number one, your pussy stinks, or your pussy's dry. With your dry ass pussy.
With your dry ass pussy gotta be the worst.
I would kill somebody if he's stinking.
Open ass pussy.
Oh, your wide ass pussy.
With your loose pussy.
Tunnel I'm glad pussy. I haven't gotten any of these things.
Yeah, right? Thank you.
I'm gonna kill you right now.
Will I fuck your homegirl line? affect y'all?
Hell yeah.
Not as bad, but not as depending bad on who as she
is. Depending on who she is.
And not so much.
No. Not as bad as a guy saying, not as bad as a girl saying to a guy. It's the guys condition, but they can't take it.
What about your mom?
Oh, no.
You know I fucked your mom.
That's wicked. That's next level. Yeah, I think that's about it, though.
Yeah, for women.
Yeah, because women are so good at dusting shit off, and then you walk out the door, see, I can't believe he said. Yeah, you'll cry when I leave.
You can say anything. Yeah.
But you ain't going to do it in my face. You ain't going to let me know I got you.
Well, if you tell us she ain't got no edges.
Oh, man, that's you just straight bagging on that. You just straight
where
bagging on that.
Where your edges at?
I don't think anybody likes to be called a bum. No one don't like it either.
Even bums don't like being called
bums. Yeah, you bum ass bitch. Yeah. I don't get that either. Thank God I haven't gotten that either. Yeah.
Now, do you use lube? Has anybody here ever used lube?
I like using lube.
I've used it for anal.
Yeah, for anal especially, but it's fun when you're like trying anal is always a fail, so the lube is there and it's nice.
My friend told me to use lube before, and I used it, and the guy was like, "What's going on?
Is that is too good?" Now, PJ, right? is that offensive to you if a girl has to pull out some lube, like you ain't make a pussy wet?
No, it's not necessarily like you don't make a pussy wet. There's times when you can have sex. There's times when you can have sex for so long. Mm-hmm.
That you dry
to the point where all that shit can but only few people would know.
Damn,
about
you
that.
Not even people now.
Nah, it's not me. It's her cum.
Oh, okay.
I think guys would
and too like it dries and gets sticky.
I mean, some guys come so fast where you know they would never get to that stage.
To that point,
you
right.
know, once you think you saved the princess and King Koopa snatches her back, it's other levels, motherfuckers. But that's what happens when you take your time. When you take, yeah. I believe, but this is me for real. For real. I believe, like if you make love to a man first. The simplest things could be more of a turn on that's probably never been received by her like that. You know what I'm saying?
R&B, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah,
right.
It's just,
love it. Love
it's just real though. It's real. All right.
I think, all right, fellas.
We like
I think
that.
Let me seduce right. your mind.
It ain't even
girl,
that.
Girl,
sometimes she
want to
be
body.
Fucked too, so she don't want to be. So sometimes she want the yeah. So you gotta understand who you are.
Because I've never used lube, but I always wonder, do guys get offended like if you pull out some lube?
Nah. I think guys with really big dicks should use lube to start. Right. Maybe not a whole bunch, but you should because you're going a little further in. You know what I mean?
If you have a small dick, no problem. Just spit on it.
Yeah, if it's not that big, you average, it's not necessary.
Oh, shit.
That's a fact. It's not necessary. If it's your average,
and
it's
not a lot
necessary.
Of spit, just a little. Cause it's not.
Shit. Hashtag spit on it.
Yeah, just spit on it. You're good. But guys with big dicks, is, I think because you're going further in, you know, you got
to
take care of things.
Tell
it hurts.
You.
What'd you say?
Son, you, yeah. Son, you spit on it.
Do you use toys ever?
No.
On a woman?
I would rather a woman use toys. I like to sit back and enjoy the show a little bit. I like to tease myself to the point where I can't no more.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Blue balls.
She understands what I'm saying. Never blue balls. Nah, you gotta know when to tap in. You gotta know when to give up and go in.
Just go for it.
Yeah,
wait,
but
Gigi, what did you
say? It's just something about letting build up. Like, I don't like to touch a woman sometimes.
I'm agreeing with what he's saying.
Angie,
I don't understand what's going on. What do you
mean? Let me tell you, she could come to that, I don't want to, don't hug me, hello. Because by the time I touch you, I want to touch you like times a million.
Mm-hmm.
Some ways you could tease
the
yourself.
Anticipation.
Yeah, some right. ways you could tease yourself in the easiest ways. You just don't think because you used to playing the music fucking before the movie over, whatever case motherfuckers do.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many other ways of doing it. So, you know.
Netflix and
take
chill.
Take your time. Yeah.
Netflix and chill.
Or you could do like Love Jones and he'd be on the phone. You just come in and just undo his pants while you're on the phone.
That works.
I'm with that life too.
Yeah, I think that's nice. I think guys like that too.
Guys,
I'm pretty sure they do.
I think we all love that. Yeah.
Are you more of a pleaser? You know, they say in relationships there's always somebody who's a giver, more of a giver, and somebody who's more of a receiver.
I think giving makes you a good receiver because this is how I put it. Like, if you enjoy what you're doing with who you with,
mm-hmm.
it's going to already put you over the top because you're into it. You're not just doing it. You're actually into it. If I would have probably kept going for another 10 minutes, I probably would have been like, all right, yo, if I get in this pussy now, I'm not going to last because I was so into what we had. I was that close. Like, I almost came from pleasing her.
Once you start coming, can you stop it? Like, once you feel like you're right there about to come, can you stop yourself?
Fella, snatch out. Got to take 2 steps. Take 3 steps.
Yes,
take
that's exactly steps. What they do.
If you don't,
it's over.
Yeah, do that walk. Talk to yourself. Do whatever you do. Whatever you do.
Like, and if that man tells you don't move, it's because of a reason.
Take your five minutes.
What you think about to, like, stop it from happening?
Hell yeah, take your five. It's all mental, for sure.
But, like, what goes on in your head? Some people think about baseball.
It's a compliment to the women, though. It's a compliment to the woman at all times, no matter, you know. But, yeah, no matter what you could think of, I just pull out and just got to take a little circle.
So, ladies, when he comes fast, all the time, take it as a compliment.
Not all the time.
Yeah, or tell him to relax. Tell him to, you know.
Hey, we got time, baby.
We ain't got nowhere to go, baby.
I don't want to have to get in an argument and tell you you was whack and fast, okay?
Let me ask y'all a question. What y'all think about, like, quickies and, like,
you got to quickies are great.
I'm always down for a quickie.
Let me tell you, I love a quickie because I get up really early for work. I'm always tired.
What if it's so good to him it become a longie? You're like, I gotta go to work. Nah, I do. Just give me 5 more minutes.
Cause I'd be like, listen, you better hurry up and take care of this. I gotta leave. I'm gonna be late.
Ooh, I like quickies too.
A lot of women not into surprise quickies,
like in the bathroom, at a restaurant, or hotel lobby.
What about, like, if you're in a hotel and the window's open?
Yeah, I'm for that.
You mean like people can see you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the balcony.
I've had sex on hotel balcony.
I had sex on the balcony and some Air Max in the bathrobe.
An Air Max. Why would you have an Air Max in a bathrobe?
R&B thugging, man.
Why can't you wear the slippers?
Fuck that. I tell you, I got, you know, my feet. You know, I just throw.
You put on Air Max. I just fucked your bitch in some all white Air Force.
Yeah, man.
In the bathrobe.
But yeah, I'm into that. I leave the windows open.
But what if someone takes a picture? Now you want me to take out?
Hey,
fucking Air Max.
I'm enjoying my life.
Right, living.
Yeah.
An Air Max in a bathrobe, having sex on a balcony.
Hey.
Yikes.
You guys should try it.
Do you think you could be in a monogamous relationship?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to?
When I'm ready, yeah.
When I'm ready.
No, I'm saying, like, I really believe I can do it. And I want it. That want to wasn't when I'm ready. Mm-hmm. That want to was, just period. But, you know, in the right time, I'm building something right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of threesomes and stuff?
A lot.
Or have you?
What is a lot?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a threesome?
Damn, I just said it's a lot.
He has.
That means he has. That means he's had a lot. That means he's not had
a lot of threesomes.
He's had his fair share.
But you've had some.
I have not had a lot.
You've had enough.
What's it? Have you ever had more than a threesome, like a foursome, fivesome?
I mean, no. Nah.
Not more than two. But what about when you're in a serious relationship? Do you want your girl to be open to that?
Honestly, me personally, I wouldn't want to introduce that. I would rather them days be done with. If she into it, then I would. But I wouldn't want to introduce that.
I agree with that.
I would rather keep a lot of shit that shouldn't be in my marriage out.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's something you get.
If she wants to, then I'll have to, you know what I mean? She got to be the one to do that.
Right.
And she the one to pick her, too. Right.
No, but that's and I agree. When you want to be serious with somebody, that's something you got to leave in your past. If that's something you did, then you did
or
it
just
already.
Know the danger.
And it's over. Exactly. Shit, yeah. That's like, the I'm main on tour. Thing. The danger
I'm on
is
tour
crazy.
And this girl's not out here. Yeah, I bet it is. God damn it.
You be calling, but you know what, I'm in my home girl.
Say, God damn it. I bet it is. What's crazy is, like, if it was somebody like I was just kicking it with, I would love to watch.
No, we're talking about serious. Yeah.
But serious, that's where I'm showing you the difference.
That's different.
That's why I'm showing you the difference. Serious is I'm serious. No more, goddammit. Or never. That's just where I'm at.
Now, has a girl ever tried to do something and you thought it was too freaky?
Like, put her finger in your butt?
Nah, but a girl mentioned it and I was like, we'll never fuck around.
Why would somebody even mention it? You gotta just do it.
You said you're supposed to just do it. So that's what you said. If I ever did it, I'm gonna just do it. I ain't never gonna ask him.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that's how you're supposed to. Nah. You're supposed to just stick your finger in.
All right, he's supposed to just be like, and go up? Is that what he's supposed to do?
He could try, and if you don't like it, you say no.
No.
He could try.
Listen, man, there is, even in sex, even in love, there's still a thing of respect of the body.
And boundaries.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, listen, if you're having sex with a girl, right? If you're having sex, you're not going to be like, hey, can you do me a favor and suck my balls? You're going to just put your balls in her fucking mouth.
Yeah, because that's your balls. That ain't your ass. Well,
you don't got to ask. Sometimes you got to just. Well, and sometimes you give a guy an opportunity to say no. I think sometimes you kind of just have to go for it. If he don't want it, he'll be like, nah, chill out. I'm not into that. But if he does, because it's weird to ask a guy, like, hey, would you love for me to stick two fingers in your ass? He's never going to say yes to that.
Never.
Man, come on, y'all.
But if you just do it.
He'll like it.
No, sir.
It might slide right in.
Oh, shit.
Somebody going to get you, yo. Somebody gonna plug you like a cork. She gonna be sick too.
So has a girl ever tried something and you've been like, no?
Nah, I think they would know not to even go to that.
But I mean, not just that, anything.
You would piss me off to a way you would see another side of me. Some guys is just like a serious no. You don't do that. I think too, and even having a conversation about sex. You know how you never even have sex with the person. Y'all talk about everything. Sometimes that make you want to fuck them more. Right. So you gonna understand my do's and don'ts. I'm real grown with it. That's like why. I said, we can have a conversation. You gotta know what type of guy I am. Cause if I gotta leave and you mad, then what? You gotta know exactly what type of nigga I am.
Right.
Straight up.
No, but surprises. That's why friends make the best lovers. You can't really be somebody's lover if you're not their friend.
It get too.
You know
sometimes.
Already. You know already.
That be the worst. You ever fucked a friend?
It can make or break your
relationship. I've had sex I've had relationships with people and then been friends with them after. But
I've been with somebody that I was like best friends with, and it was a really good situation.
You ever had sex with somebody you know you shouldn't have been having sex with, you and it made it like 50 times better?
Every time I have sex with someone I know I shouldn't have sex with,
it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, because it's the taboo.
So but fucking awesome.
But what's the reason? What's the reason?
Why we ain't being honest?
It's like being a little kid.
I don't know. It's yes.
Got no business doing.
Come on. And two, it's bomb and be passionate. It's like you got to be into it because you shouldn't be doing it. So if you're going to get caught. It's
like Tiger
it's like
and
this.
Kylie?
It's like this. I don't know about all that. But look, it's like it's almost like this. You in school and you get into a fight. If somebody hit you, both of y'all still going to the motherfucking principal office. You might well whoop his motherfucking ass. If y'all going to fight.
We in this together.
If we going to go, we going to go.
We going to go.
Yeah, that's what it's about. So, yeah.
So who are people you're not supposed to have sex with? Like if,
I don't know, like any, you know.
Like your friend's boyfriend?
No.
Sometimes that stuff just happens.
Your friend's boyfriend ever.
Sometimes that stuff just happens. No,
a coworker.
But I'm talking about the way you even find the person. It'd be so weird. So weird.
I think you're thinking about something specific. So why don't you tell us? Who did you have sex with that you weren't supposed to have sex with? Everybody.
No man kissing.
Everybody.
No man kissing.
I'm not saying specifically a person, but like an example of like who should you not be having sex with?
Probably somebody who you could work with them. It could be
that's
anything.
Why I said a coworker.
Yeah, right. It could be a coworker. It could be
a family acquaintance.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, I don't see. So something that just got to be on the low. Like we don't really want people to find out about this.
That could be enough to make you feel like.
I think people. You know, somebody you're not supposed to have sex with. Something you know can never creep have
sex. Sex is good sex.
No, daytime sex is the best sex.
Yeah, morning.
Nah, sun I'm up, just saying, like a person you're not supposed to have sex with is some. You know, like for me, what I'm thinking of is somebody I know I can't have anything else with besides sex. That doesn't take me anywhere. So
except when
the sex is really good. That's the only thing. That's the only time. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is. I know I'm not supposed to do this, but it's just amazing. So I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. You think the best sex is always with somebody that you have really deep feelings for, or just a physical thing?
Sometimes it could just be the passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Somebody could be so passionate. Like, I like to suck the bottom lip sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That could be the number one.
Oh, I was thinking of something else when you said that.
I saw all of that. Saying.
I'm just telling you the real.
Stephanie likes kissing.
Y'all gonna be like, that's that R&B.
Yeah, I had a flashback.
No, it's the real. It's the true.
Could you be with a guy who doesn't like kissing, Stephanie?
No, I can't. I can't have sex with somebody who doesn't kiss.
There's guys who have sex with women
and not
don't
kiss them at all.
Do y'all know why? Right?
Because they a hoe.
No.
Because they don't want to get. That passionate connection.
Mm-hmm. No, it ain't that. They don't think y'all got that passionate connection. He just want to fuck.
Right, exactly.
That simple. Kiss you for what? That's how he feel. Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant by saying because she a hoe.
Yeah, it ain't even. That don't mean she a hoe. He just don't feel like that, y'all got. She. This could be her fourth time having sex in her whole life.
Like she could be a virgin.
Yeah, she. Yeah, but he don't feel like feel they got. Yeah, her. Yeah, he don't feel that level with her. He like, I want to nut and I want to leave.
Right. Would you want to be with a virgin if you had the opportunity?
I wouldn't, man. But I don't think I could do it because I'm a little more experienced. I'm like. In a college, and she was like, you know,
kindergarten.
And she's like, no, but what if she's older? What if she's like, I'm 28?
Maybe that was a bad analogy.
What if she said, I'm 28, I wanted to wait till I got married, but I really want to have sex with you? Could you please take my virginity?
Oh my God.
And she was decent looking, nice feet.
Nice feet.
You know, I take her around the park. I drive around the park.
You would do it.
I drive around the park.
Because taking somebody's virginity is a really big responsibility.
I would fuck her head up, though. I wouldn't like. It would be some other shit. We wouldn't like. It wouldn't be the most natural way. I would have to do something crazy.
What?
Like, I
would have to. Why would you do that first time?
I would have to set the standard just because I'm that kind of nigga. I'm that kind of nigga. Any. The only way we can't fuck again if we fuck before if you married in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Also, once you fuck somebody, you should always be able to fuck them.
I don't say that, but I just feel like I'm not an asshole when I'm with you, and I'm a gentleman. Like even if we fucking, I'm still a gentleman. Like I'm not an asshole with you to the point where you'd be like, nah, I'm never fucking again. So hey, you could be like, he don't want to be my man, so you meet a guy, but that dick was still bomb though.
So you don't mind being a side guy? Like if I fucked you before, but now you got a man.
I don't know. It depends on where I am in my music career. I might just have enough time to be the side guy.
What if she was really good in bed though? You wouldn't mind, you know, even if she was.
I don't know. I might be trying to see it a little more often than I can.
Mm-hmm.
But hey.
Do you remember losing your virginity?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Crazy.
How old were you?
Oh man, here you go.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
She smiled. She looked me in the eye. Because
I'm waiting for
cheesing.
You to say that you were really young. I have a feeling you're gonna say you were really young.
All right, I'm gonna just ask you what age you think. I'm gonna tell you the truth. What age you think I was?
11.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was gonna say like nine or ten.
No, I was like 11.
11.
Oh my God, that is young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it with your cousin or something?
Your baby sister. Oh my gosh.
No, but black, you know, Latinos do that.
See, I didn't know she was going to say that, but I said black people don't do that. I never been with any of my cousins.
Nah. I've heard some stories. And
it was
I've
a girl
seen
I knew from
things.
Church. It was a girl I knew from church.
See, that's the freakiest girls you meet in church.
I ain't going to say that, but mm-hmm. if she was from church.
How old was she?
She was older than me.
Mm. So she wasn't a virgin. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
And where you,
but of course I lied, act like I knew. Every nigga lie. Every nigga lie and say, every no guy gonna tell you he a virgin.
How did you know what to do at 11? Like how did
I mean, come on. Guys, if nobody know, guys know what to do before they out. They can't wait to show they know what to do.
Oh, wow.
Or that they think they know what to do. every guy's like that.
Like because I always wanna 11
when I lost,
how did you learn how to have sex? How do you even know?
Practice. When I lost my virginity, you said practice. Yeah. When I lost my virginity, we lost our virginity together and we were really young too. We were like 12 and 13 and we didn't know what we was doing.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. I'm sure she could tell that I was lying by the time I was in it.
Were you quick?
is Michael Jordan bald head? Yeah, I was quick.
A minute.
Yeah, I was quick. But hey, you know.
And was that the only time y'all did it?
Nah.
Practice makes perfect.
I had a chance to come back, you know, and try to get my act together.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes if guys are whacking, but they always win that next chance.
Yes.
What nigga don't? Especially if
it's so true.
Especially if it's worth it. Like a nigga could be in love with anything. He could want his second chance just to regain his confidence back. His confidence could be left in your pussy. You hear me?
No, and I'm one of those girls. I'll tell you, like, that was it.
I got a tickled over that.
Because like, if you whack right with a chick. And she's like, all right. And you could tell she's not satisfied. Yeah, like, do you feel like you have to explain?
No.
I had a gig last night. You know, I'm on tour with Jill Scott. Nah, shit is rough.
I say what my homie say. You want some juice? You want some juice?
You need some water, a sandwich?
Nah. Just, I try to keep her there so I can get my next round in. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it could do to keep you here. Like,
what if she's like, well, I got to like, work in the morning.
Oh, that's
my Uber's on the way.
What?
My Uber will be here in 10 minutes.
Yeah, so that's why I said earlier, from the gate, take your time. Take your time, Ace. Take your time.
I think that should be our tip for the fellas.
Take your time.
Yeah, that's the tip for the day.
Tip of the day for the fellas.
Take
that
5 minutes. Yep.
Take your time.
And you might get a lie license.
You only get one first impression. What can a woman do to make a great first impression on you in the bedroom?
I don't know. It's a few things, but I've never been asked that question. I think what turns me on is what I see what I, it's not about, sometimes it ain't about what she do knowing that I like her. Sometimes it's what she do without even knowing I'm watching her. That's what really do it for me. You know what I'm saying? But in the bedroom, I just love a woman that's really like a womanly woman. Just be sexy. Just be you. Just be. Just be.
So don't be scary.
Just be E, period. And
don't be hunchback scary.
And don't tell me no.
Arch that back and bust that back. Tell me no.
Don't tell me no and mean it, for real, for real. Like, I could tell when you saying no.
No, and you don't mean it.
Hey, but don't tell me no, for real.
No means yes.
No, I'm talking about like some women don't like certain positions. But that's probably because some nigga ain't really rocked it right.
True.
So let me
test it out.
Let me not test it out, but just let me ease my way into showing you that it ain't that bad as you think.
And try with me.
And then, you know, but that's what I mean by no. You know what I mean? I've learned from other people, from, you know, other people's stories and news headlines. You don't do certain things like that, you know.
Now, being that your name is BJ, the Chicago kid, would you rather come during sex or during a blowjob?
Depending on how much time I got.
But if you had a choice. Because sometimes if a girl, say a girl is giving you head and you know you're about to bust, are you like, stop, wait?
If she spit on it because she got the motion, I might be gone. Might happen.
Is that a better like orgasm than sex?
Nah. Because sometimes the head, different? Nah. Because sometimes it is a different feeling, but if the nigga sitting there and imagine what he imagined, or he's sitting there, that's the thing. What do he think about?
It's all in your mind.
See, she's remembering what I'm saying. Somebody's listening.
Paid attention.
But it is all in the mind. So it's really about what you're thinking about. Sometimes, honestly, well, most of the time, me, the head be so good, I'm like, fuck that, I won't in. I think I say them same words. I won't in. Bang on the door.
You give a warning before you come? Give me that pussy.
Yeah, I want her to warn me too, because there's certain things I'm going to do when she coming. So I'm going to enhance that much as I possibly can.
You know how guys...
Why I'm looking at the wall, man, talking to y'all. Cause a nigga's mind.
Your mind going.
Right.
It's going back.
It ain't going back. It's just trill like that. I'm into sex. I like that.
All guys should give a warning before they come, though.
I think every woman should, too.
I think they do give sometimes, a warning.
No. Sometimes you could be hitting from the back and you just, oh, okay, yeah, I see you just came. I understand. Yeah, you see the evidence. She ain't going to say nothing. Women is good for that.
Like, sometimes we can't say it. Sometimes we just can't. It's just,
happens. So I'm going to pull your head up and see what your face talking about, because the face doesn't
lie at all.
Let me see what that face talking about.
I mean, I know when he's coming, when it starts I'm gonna throbbing, tell you, every, it's over.
I was about to say, every he's going to jump. He's going to jump, but yeah, that's when he better stop, come out, up. And take that walk.
But for girls, too, like guys, every time a girl comes, it throbs, too. So if she's, I'm coming. And there's no
thriving.
Nah,
there's no thriving.
Trust me, I understand. I look. I watch. I look at everything. Everything. Yes, I must.
Has a girl squirted on you?
Hell yeah.
You love it?
Yep.
The way you said, I could tell.
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
Yep. Real men love it.
I think it's a gift.
When you're a G, you love that.
I think it's a gift. I think it's a gift.
See,
I think
it's
some
a
women,
messy gift.
I've
talked to some women about it in sex, and they say, "Well, I'm a read. I'm gonna try to learn." I said, "Hey. Please do. Please.
Please educate yourself."
I said that before on this show, that I was going to try to teach myself how to squirt. I haven't gotten there yet.
But I think it's amazing, though.
Use the vibrator. I'm telling you, iVibe, it'll make you squirt. I guarantee you.
I need to buy new toys.
I
have any toys.
You order this one if you can't find it in the store. I guarantee you it's going to make you squirt. I guarantee it.
Yeah. I feel like we should be able to get a discount on toys or something. You know, I
need to call Candy Burris.
We should have a pleasure party.
See if we can get some bedroom candy from Candy Burris.
I can't believe y'all got me talking like this. Taylor, you better turn this damn thing off. Of my turn it off.
What happened?
That's lip service.
Hey, man.
Now, we were talking about this earlier. How do you feel about women asking you for money? Like, if you're dating somebody, y'all done went out a few times, and she's like, I need to get my hair done, you know.
My nails. Can you buy me these shoes?
I'm not really like that kind of guy. If I fucks with you and I could just see, then I would want to do what I do naturally.
What did I say?
Real niggas do what they do naturally. It's not about you asking. So if he did it, he probably did it before you ever had to ask. You know?
But what if she's like, listen, I'm in a kind of a tight situation, you know.
And too, you know, that story ain't new. Like, every real nigga know a real woman, she want to look good. That's why you fucking with her in the first place, from the jump. So why wouldn't you try to think that needs to be continued while you with her? I feel like, you know, if you're going to do something to get me, you got to keep it up to keep me.
All right, so you don't mind giving her some money to get her hair done.
I mean, if
he don't mind taking care of your girl.
Man, listen, man. You got to take care of a woman. Especially if she could take care of herself.
But what I was saying in the room.
Oh, he said especially if she can take care of herself.
That's what I'm saying.
A man is not going to want to do something for you that you can't provide for yourself. You can't be a Reebok wearing bitch asking for Louboutins if you can't buy yourself a pair.
I have Reeboks on right now.
I got on Jordans, but that's not what I'm trying to say. Bitch, but you got Chanel bags and Louboutins and you own a goddamn $1 million home. We talking about a different type of store. You got Rolex on with the Reeboks. We talking about a whole different situation. But what I'm saying is you can't be on a regular level. To provide for yourself on a regular level and then demand a guy to provide for you on a higher level. Like, you gotta match. Like, you gotta level out.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind help you if, like, you just literally, it's some women that got so much drive and you see so much and life could literally just be throwing her a fucked up car right now.
Right.
It's like, it's the reality of it. Some women, you know, she ain't gaming you. And you could tell, honestly. Yeah. My family real about it.
What I said was, you know, guys say, oh, the girl who doesn't ask for anything gets everything.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's what I said downstairs, right? That you were going to say.
But a closed mouth don't get fed. Sometimes you can't hang around. You just got to be open and ask her what you need.
But me, I can't ask for anything.
He don't even know you need it.
I can't ask for anything.
And if I mess with a female like that, like, she's so G, sometimes she come, she get what she needs, she out. She's like, damn, man.
I'm the type of girl, I get what I want, and then I'm at the store calling my man, like, babe, I'm picking this up. You want me to get this for you? You know, like, that's the type of shit my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the type of shit that I'm on.
I can dig it.
But I can't ask. It's hard for me to ask for things because I don't like rejection. Right, yeah. I don't like I'm hearing like no. So I'll just go get my
like,
shit.
Like, imagine you ask a guy for something, and he's like, yeah, you know, I don't know.
I don't like later, maybe. I don't like it. I don't like it. Just when I want something, I go get it, and that's it.
Because clearly, if I'm asking you, I really need it, or I'm asking you for a reason. Because if I really didn't need or didn't want it, I would not ask.
It take everything in you to ask somebody for anything.
Right. And I can't do it.
That's if you used to do it for yourself. If not, you could ask somebody so fast.
You could always have your hand
out.
Man,
listen, I used to hate to ask my daddy for anything. My mama would go ask him.
You'd be like, I don't want to. Forget it. I don't need it.
Yeah, and that's how I'm about life. Yeah. Like, I don't like asking anybody for anything.
I've never had to ask anybody for anything, to be honest. I've always been able to do it.
Exactly. Some things
I can't do myself. So I'd be like, this is your expertise, man. Yo, I need you to, you know what I mean?
But I'm talking about financially
and, you know, materialistically, I've had guys do amazing things for me, and I'm very grateful for those things. But I will say I did not ask for anything. I have not. I never asked a nigga for a pair of shoes.
But do you think that
a nigga to buy me a handbag.
If you accept something from a guy that you don't like, what does that mean?
I wouldn't. I don't even think I put myself in that position to accept things from a guy I don't like.
But like, what if somebody just sends you?
What
a
about you?
No,
you
how do I feel about it? I think first of all, it's hard for me to accept anything from anybody. I have to really like you for me to be like, I'm comfortable with you doing something for me. Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 times, if you give me something and nothing's I don't like free. It, and I accept it, you're still not getting nowhere with me.
You can just throw your cup on the floor, BJ.
On the floor. I wasn't sure what she was saying.
You better have some more.
No, but like, you
what's the best present a girl ever got you?
I spoil myself, number one. I don't have any kids. I'm single. I spoil myself.
But what's the best present a girl ever got you?
Probably something that I thought was fresh, and I probably said that around her. Because she knew I liked
the
it.
The thought.
Yeah. I'm really big off that.
It's hard Another to buy gifts is, for guys in entertainment. They got everything.
I mean, you know, some things, like, we don't even know yet. Some women know, like... I used to tell them, man, I want an artsy type girl. I want a girl that I could go to art galleries with and all kind of shit you can't do in the hood. Then he's like, nigga, everybody got problems, nigga. You'll fuck around and catch her and she'll have all type of mental issues. Just like, yeah, so like, nigga, you just chill and don't even rush that kind of thing. You just take your time and rock, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm not really into, you know what I'm saying, the whole stigma of that.
But I'm sure somebody's gotten you something you thought was really thoughtful. Like, oh, wow, this is...
Yeah, I mean... For my birthday, one chick, she said, yo, honestly, I don't even got no money. But she gave me a CD, right? And this CD had everybody who I haven't talked to in ages, and it left, like, voicemails.
Oh, that is super dope.
So I thought that was super dope. I thought that was super dope.
How did she get in touch with everybody?
That was super dope.
She knew you from when you were young.
Who fucking knows?
She was dope. That's incredible. For that.
So that was dope. That was dope. That was dope.
Now that's a nice thoughtful present.
That is a thoughtful present. I just bought a nigga a pair of Yeezys, those black Yeezys. Mm-hmm.
And you just made my gift like so whack.
Oh, stop.
Who did you buy a pair of Yeezys for?
But that just shows it's about the thought,
right? It doesn't even matter who I bought them for because I'm about to sell them.
Oh, shit. Oh, so he didn't get them yet?
Nah, he's not getting them.
What size are they?
I know somebody that might want to buy them.
I know a couple guys that might take them off. Yeah.
Let me know. 9.5. They brand new in the box.
I love women with that have nice shoes. It ain't always about feet. Shoes is a big thing.
Shoes are very sexy.
Yeah. And too, it gives a person a little bit more about your personality too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So
what if you were dating a girl and she couldn't really, you know, she came over, she had on some fake shit, and you could tell.
Yikes.
For what? Why wouldn't continue? No.
Really?
No.
But what if she just didn't have it like
and
that?
I'm not telling her why.
If you don't got it I'm like not that, telling her then why. Just I'm stay
not
in your lane.
Had that confrontation. I'm not going to tell her why.
No, and honestly, with knockoffs, I think, you know, for all the ladies and the guys listening to lip service, with knockoffs, you could get something nice that's not a designer knockoff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, ladies, you could get a beautiful, you could get a beautiful leather handbag that's not a designer, but it's a good leather bag, and it looks really nice.
Yeah. You know, it always got to be about the Louis and the Gucci and the
Chanel. You know, you're looking crazy running around with a fake Louis Vuitton.
From the clothes, to guys with the clothes, too. It's a way to do it. You ain't got to have silver skulls on your shirt.
You could go to Old Navy.
You got to have aluminum foil skulls on your shirt, man. You don't have to do this.
You could get nice clothes from
Girl,
places.
Century 21.
As long as you're clean and it's put on and it's your right size.
But come on, let's not act like
Sex Outlet.
Listen, let's not act like
do Century 21 though. No. I can't shop at.
I'm just saying. Listen, let me explain something to y'all. Let's not act like we wasn't hood when we was kids and we didn't know how to figure it out. Some people still figure it out. And too, because of this generation, to give you other stores and better selection and options, man. You can figure it out, man.
Right, exactly. In my generation, we didn't have
George.
All
you
that.
Can wear a nice pair of shell toes and be just as fly to me.
Right.
To me, you could be clean. Mm-hmm. It's about being clean, not fresh. Clean is fresh.
Yeah. From when I was a kid, there wasn't a lot of in between. Like you were good wearing the Gap, but then it was like rainbow. It's like no in between.
Yeah.
And so either the Gap, and that was like expensive for us. They're like $80 jeans was expensive, you know?
And you got to put that shit together, right?
And you got to put it together. And then from there's the designer stuff.
You always got to just rainbow, catch a good sale, like, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. If a guy gives you some jewelry, would you get it appraised?
That's a good question.
Get it appraised. Because the first time I got engaged, the nigga gave me a fake ring. And I was mad at him. And I went to pawn it. And he was like, boo, I could give you like $100 for that gold. Ooh. I was like, oh, really?
Damn, so what if you weren't mad at him and you went to go get it appraised and found out it was fake? Then what?
I don't know.
What if he had the real one on deck just to make sure he was gonna hang up?
Like, I would have accepted
the ring. I'm gonna see you to the day we get married.
No, but what was crazy about it?
I would play games. I would play all kind of games.
No, but what was crazy about it is
I play games now.
No, but what was crazy about it is that everywhere we would go, he would brag how he spent $20,000 on this ring.
So your finger turned green.
Everywhere we went, he would brag. So I got mad at him. I was like, all right, I'm going to go get this money for this ring. And he's going to be super mad when he has to take it out. And the guy looked at me. He was like, no.
He actually probably was really happy he gave your ass a fake ring.
No, exactly.
At that point.
And I was like, listen, no, but for me, it was like, you know, you're such a liar. You lie about it. I would have accepted the ring. Like,
why
I was
you
17.
Lying?
I was 17.
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite. Why everybody missed that part? The,
oh, my God.
He slid in that. Oh, my God. Everybody missed that.
No, that's the best part.
I fucked with y'all. That's the best
y'all,
part.
Y'all my cheese for that. Y'all my cheese for that. That's my favorite part. The, oh, my God. It's like,
it was funny because when I confronted him about it, he was like, what? Bring me the ring. I got to take it back to the store.
I got
to
take it back.
Sure.
He said,
and I was 17. I would have accepted that it was a fake ring. I would have been cool. You know, right. Like, that's it's fine. Up, you gave me a ring. You know you want to marry me. I appreciate it.
So you're saying yes to getting something appraised? If your guy gives you some jewelry?
Like a ring? Yeah.
Would you be offended if you gave a female a present? Like, say you got her a chain or a watch or something, and she went and got it appraised.
I would. Mm-hmm. I would.
You would be offended?
Yeah. Only because if I prove to you what type of quality the nigga I am.
Right, it depends.
I would be offended because of that. Because I do shit right. Mm-hmm. I don't, like.
Yeah, like if I give someone
I do
someone
shit
a
right.
Gift.
If my past ain't showed you that I'm a G, Give me the ring back.
That's true.
So that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, like if I give
it's not a deal breaker, but it's serious to me. Like I've never thought about that like that till now. Like that is serious. Only because I know when I do it, you could tell that I do shit right.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Details separate the real from the rest. Mm-hmm. And no, I always make sure the details is right. And I make sure you look at my details to understand how detailed I am. So if I give you this ring,
then you better know what's up.
Don't fucking tell me you did it. Just don't tell me.
Right. Like, no, but I feel
don't
like
ever tell
no,
me.
But I feel like
that's another thing. That's why I got the ring appraised. That's another one.
So you told me to say it was $20,000. I got it appraised.
That's my head, bum.
Oh shit! That's another one.
You
to put
broke
on the
bum.
Bum ass,
ass nigga, fake oh ass fucking
God.
Ring,
fake ring
oh
to go with your little dick.
Glass,
yeah, little dick, fair ring, bum ass.
You coming fast, ass nigga? Can't stay in a pussy long.
Can't even fuck me.
Always gotta. It takes 5 minutes.
I always need your
five minutes.
Oh my God, y'all got me weak in here, man.
No, but I agree.
Hey, fellas, take your 5 minutes.
Too. But I agree. Like, it depends on who the gift is coming from. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if I give the Yeezys, the nigga should know they're real.
They're
he
real.
Shouldn't try to go to Adidas and see if they're real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I would see any gift that a woman gives me.
What about if somebody gives you a present and you don't really like it? Would you exchange it? Or would you tell her you don't like it?
Mm. A good question.
I would keep it. I would try to find some way to use it if I could use it, and I really care about their feelings. I wouldn't fuck with their feelings, because some people will never buy you nothing ever again. Your goddamn like black folk be better than the motherfucker.
What if it was awful and she was like, how come you don't never wear that?
Like the ass with Martin. Oh man, that episode was terrible. But I would try to use it. I really would. I really would. Well, I just let it sit there. Like, I ain't throw it away. It's still here.
It's here.
I got it. Ta-da. I framed it.
Yeah, you know?
What if she got you a piece of art, say, for your house that you hated? It was ugly. You didn't want to hang it up. Would you still hang it up?
Some of the most dopest art is ugly, so I could.
But you didn't like it.
I'll figure it out. If I cared about it, I'd figure it out. Yeah.
I was a personal assistant, and I gave my boss this painting I bought like on the street in LA. It was like of Jimi Hendrix, and he hated it.
But it was a Jimi Hendrix painting off the street.
Yeah, he hated it. And I swore it was a thoughtful gift. I thought he would love it.
Oh, why did you think he would like it?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
I got him a Scarface poster.
No, he hated it. But no.
The Scarface movie poster.
He hated it, but he Scarface still has poster. The painting on the wall. He put it up. He hated it. He said, I'm going to put it there. It's in
just
one
know
of
that
his
I
apartments.
Hate it.
And he said, I'll put it there just because it came from you.
What's the worst gift you guys ever got?
Oh my God, I had a few. I dated this guy and he gave me like, it was my birthday. Now mind you, when it was his birthday, I went all out, got him all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So then my birthday rolls around and he gets me like some handmade purse from somebody from his job.
Oh.
Now I would think that you know me well enough. I'm fine with a thoughtful present. I'm not carrying no homemade purse. It wasn't cute either. But he was like, yeah, this woman in my job makes bags. I was like, you clearly don't know me. But, you know, I try to be gracious because I think if you give somebody a present, it's the thought that counts. But I just thought it didn't have a lot of thought in it.
What about you?
I was sitting here trying to think. I can't even. I don't know.
What you got?
You know, I got a whack present.
Some you was like, now this is some bullshit.
And sometimes you try to hold on to it and be nice and everything, but you just don't like it.
The worst gift I ever got.
Oh, the worst gift I ever got. Somebody gave me a fake watch.
Woo-hoo. Oh, I got that too.
A fake watch busters.
A fake Cartier watch for Christmas.
No,
how did you know it was fake?
Years ago. Because it came in plastic wrapping. Like
it was fake.
It didn't even come in the red box. It came in like the and I was just like. I knew it was fake as soon as he handed it to me.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. I guess he thought I was young and didn't know any better. Because I was like 20 years old. I was like 20, 21.
Oh my God.
And he was like one of my strip club regulars.
So all y'all
he asked me what I wanted for Christmas. And I was like,
I want
a nice watch. And he was like, oh, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
He gave me a, and it was like in the saran, like you know how you get your hair and it be in that wrapper, like it was like
saran
in one of those wrappers.
Fellas, every woman has given you a clue of something that she likes. At some point, just shut the fuck up and listen. It's the best I could say.
The worst gift I ever got was a nice gift, but the way it was presented to me was mean.
Wow.
A dick in a box?
No. That's funny. No, it was an Hermes scarf.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a beautiful present.
It's a really nice present, but the way it was presented to me, in a big box, so I thought it was a purse.
Oh, no.
And it was a scar.
That's terrible.
He said, girl, because there's a lot of love air up in there.
Love air, exactly.
It's a lot of love air up in
like
there.
Like, it wasn't huge or messy.
Skinny box. No, it wasn't, you know, the scarves they come in.
Yeah, the little flat box.
In the flat box. It was in a square box.
That's like if somebody gives you a little box and you think it's a ring, and then you open it.
And it's like an earring.
A keychain.
A keychain. No, but I really love the gift. I don't want to sound ungrateful. I really did
love it.
But he did it on purpose. Like, it was a joke. He did it on purpose. It was mean.
He was like...
I used to play all kind of tricks, though. That's
yeah,
the kind of
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
if
I'm
going to
love you good,
joke.
I'm going to laugh with you, and we're going to laugh at each other like a mug. Like, I would...
I would buy
sneakers.
About it too.
I would just go buy sneakers. And she'd be like, you ain't buy me nothing? For what? What am I gonna buy you something for? Then she go in her bathroom, use the bathroom, and they sitting there in the tub, just some ignorant shit.
Yeah.
After she said
you broke bum. And she went to the bathroom.
You ain't buy me shit. Yeah, you go in the bathroom now. I'm like, nah, what? Yeah.
Sorry, so, I take it back. You're not broke.
Yeah,
come here, let me take it.
You had a bum, baby. Hilarious. Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked the gift. It was just presented to me in a funny way, so I was a little heartbroken.
Yeah, that's why. You got to have something more than a scarf in there.
The worst is if somebody just doesn't, like, I had a boyfriend that it would be my birthday, and he always said he grew up Jehovah's Witness. Mm. And that was his reason, but it would be like my birthday, and I'd be like waiting, like, okay, I know he got
Valentine's
me.
Valentine's Day.
Oh,
no gifts.
And he'd be like, well, you know, I'm Jehovah's Witness.
That's like dating a Muslim guy.
Oh, she didn't tell you too what's on.
Muslims don't celebrate Christmas and birthdays and shit. And
they don't. But I don't care. I dated a Muslim, and he bought me something for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
If he wouldn't have, I wouldn't have cared because I liked him so much.
Listen, guys break all the rules if they really like you.
Yeah, exactly.
I did it in Jamaican. He ate my pussy.
I liked him so much, though. It didn't even matter. I wasn't expecting a gift because he's strong about his religion. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't expecting anything. But he took me to dinner, and he bought me a gift.
Would you change your religion for somebody?
No. Mm. I can't give up Christ for dick.
You have to give for dick.
No, I wouldn't change my religion for a man.
That's good.
I've thought about it though.
Good answer.
I'm not gonna lie.
I thought about it.
Yeah, I thought about it. Like I said, I was dating a Muslim.
Oh, you a Muslim?
And he made me interested in the Muslim faith. So I studied it a little bit, and I was very intrigued.
You was intrigued until you found out you had to cover up all that face and body. Then you was like,
There's different kinds of Muslims. Yeah, no, there's different kinds of Muslims. And you know, I just, when it came down to it, at the end of the day, I can't, my religion has been really good to me so far. So I'm not going to just give it up now because I'm in love. It doesn't make sense.
What about if a guy told you that he didn't believe in God?
My brother is atheist.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. And I see him and I'm like, oh, it's so good to see you. God bless you. And he looks at me like,
really, bitch?
But I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with not believing in God. You believe whatever you want to believe. There's people believe in 10 different gods.
But could you be with somebody?
Could you
be with a woman who doesn't believe in God?
I don't think I could even be in a serious relationship. I'm not judging anybody.
I'm scared to fuck somebody that doesn't believe in God.
I wouldn't want to be with somebody.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
I'd be scared to have sex with somebody that don't believe in God.
I wouldn't want to do that either. I couldn't be with somebody who don't believe in God.
Yeah, I'm not judging anybody that wants to be atheist.
Well, you know, for her, her brother is an atheist, so I can understand.
Yeah, that's what I said. I understand. I don't think I could personally be with somebody.
I don't think I could either.
Me and you, a couple for life, and we're gonna clash for sure.
And I kind of would, I would like to be with a man who, you know, does the cross over his food and prays over his meals and prays before he goes to sleep and prays when he wakes up. I would like that, but not all guys do that.
Hmm. Would you be with a girl who had a hairy pussy?
You can shave that. That's easy.
No, but
is that the
she
only
doesn't
problem?
If
her preference was to keep a bush, could you be with the bush?
No.
Really?
I'm not into the bush.
Some guys like that.
I'm not mad at the strip, but just like a little, the one blade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to date this guy. He used to be like, just let it grow. I don't want you to.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
No.
And I'm like,
he would get mad.
I can't get into my game, if you know what I'm saying.
What's your game?
His mouth and lip service.
What I do?
You can still do it.
That mouth and lip service.
Just everything. Out of the way. That'll mess with everything.
Do you eat butt too?
You eating groceries?
Yeah, you eat groceries.
Yo, you see how she just asked you out the blue? So yeah, you eat butt too. it was like out of a laugh.
We were down there.
I think every guy probably accidentally licked someone.
You don't say it's
can nobody accidentally? Nobody accidentally.
And then my guy drinks water in the room.
Nobody accidentally eats butt.
It's possible. No. It's possible. I didn't say eat. See, I said you accidentally licked it, and you said accidentally eat. It's two different things. I'm very good with these words. I write them. So yeah, it's a big.
But you do. So you do it.
With who I was with, I accidentally.
But you don't go. You don't turn a girl around and go right for that.
Nah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Unless you off some drugs and you just on some whole other shit, you got to be turned to do that.
Remember R. Kelly on SXAP was eating butt for super long.
Yes,
in an office chair with a red T-shirt on with an afro.
And I was, because I remember I watched that and I was trying to fast forward it. It was going on still for a long time, even on fast forward.
Oh my God.
So I was like, all right, this is getting boring.
Nah, it wasn't getting boring. My nigga was like, huh?
He said for too long.
I'm in here.
See, I didn't even see that part happen.
She was fast forwarding.
She fast forwarded.
I was like, what else is going to happen?
Yeah, hilarious, man.
What would you say is the freakiest thing you ever did?
It ain't even the freakiest thing. It's freakiest places, freakiest time to do it. It's just things happen. Spur of the moment, when you're a good guy, you just like to have fun and that, and you enjoy that. You probably do some things you've never done before sometimes, you know?
Do you get up and shower after sex?
Yeah, it's very important. You're supposed to shower before sex, too, I think, personally.
That's very spontaneous.
You don't think you should? If you can, why not?
If you can, yes.
Yeah, if you can.
Like, you know, it's not like you can always be like, all right, babe, I'm going to go in the shower. Yeah, I'm about to give you some pussy. It's not like that. But if the time is set and it's relaxing, you know, you can actually take, I would prefer you to take a shower because I have definitely, I use baby wipes. So I believe in
cleanliness
very strong. So that just lets you know how much I really believe in.
I think guys should take a shower before and after sex too. But girls, the thing is, when you take a shower before sex, you kind of taking away all the juices. You know what I mean? So you gotta like
all the marination from all day.
Yeah, you gotta restart everything.
So, I've been marinating all day.
You gotta wash me now.
Yeah, just wash up everything. All the good.
So maybe it's just in the right timing. Maybe it's just me wording it the right way. But of course, I've taken it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
I think after sex, though, it's good to just lay there. You know,
for a second,
not even for a second. I don't mind.
I fall asleep in the wet spot.
That's when you'd be like.
Take the wash rag.
I'm a roll over and just go to sleep.
Go get him a washcloth. Let him just, you know.
Yo, you got to get a warm washcloth. And fellas, don't put the soap on it. Fellas, let her put on soap. Women can't take. All women is every woman is different. The soap you use might not be what she. Yeah, wet the rag. Give it to her hot. Open the door. Let her do her thing.
And if he came too fast, give him the cold washcloth.
And some juice.
That'll teach him.
And some juice.
Hit that restart
button. Want some juice.
Stick around for a little while. And
we're gonna shrink your shit up.
That's fucked up.
And then, are you the type of person that after you have sex and after you come, do you have to cover yourself up because you don't want her to see a little?
Nah, they don't want to see a little. I always just do that anyway. It's almost like reality come at you like this. Fuck it. You know what I mean? That's just a feeling. It's not a conscious thing.
It might be like after though, you come conscious.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you. If you had a girlfriend, she's seen your dick at the littlest and at the biggest. It's nothing. You should be over that ashamed part. Mm-hmm. Like it should be no thing.
You still don't want her to see it little though.
My nigga.
Sometimes my nigga, I'm gonna tell you.
Listen.
You gotta get it hard.
Listen, that's what I'm just about to tell you. No, it's not so.
Right.
All right. Well, so fuck it. Go ahead. I'm relaxed.
Let it grow.
You gotta let go.
No, let it grow. Let it grow.
Yeah. Funny as hell.
Look, I got him to sing.
Y'all funny.
Oh, shit, he sang to us.
Nah, we ain't in that setting though. Come on now, try to make me backtrack.
All right, well, BJ the Chicago Kid, we had a good time with you. I was like, what's he going to be like?
It's time to go?
I know. Well,
already?
It's time to go already?
I know he's a little freaky.
How you know that?
Because you're an R&B singer.
We've heard your music. Of course, we heard you on studio. That was pretty freaky, you know. But then I was like, well, I'm not sure, you know. You said it's all right.
Yeah, that wasn't on the level of freaky, that was all right.
You know.
So you go deeper.
Some of my friends have had sex to that song a lot, though. But
that's what's up.
But I know also, you know, obviously.
Yo, for you to have sex to the turn up music, you you own. So whatever face of me is they turnt. Own. Super to the max.
But then, you know, I'm like, okay, he's worked with Mary. He was on tour with Jill Scott. Well, I love Jill Scott now. She was talking Jilly really great Billy. About you on the Breakfast Club.
That's big sis. She like an auntie and a big sister. She both. She asks all type of questions, make sure you're on your game, on your square. Mm-hmm. She's good, folks. That's my chick.
Nice.
Right. That's so I was like, let me make sure when it comes through, you know, I didn't know, we didn't know if you were in a relationship, but we learned a lot about you today.
Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah, you know, I'm chilling.
You said I'm chilling.
Chilling.
He's not looking for that. Right now, I'm married to my music, right?
I ain't looking for much, but, you know, building what I'm building. Mm-hmm. You ain't supposed to look for love. Love find you.
True. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. And so let us know, just because we didn't even ask you nothing about professionally, what you have going on. I know I heard the song with Chance the Rapper, but when is the album coming out, just so we can put it out there?
November, man. November's when the album coming out, my birthday month, of course. But the video of Chance, the video of Church, the joint I got with Chance the Rapper and Buddy, is just dropped us. Mm-hmm. They say it's the number one added song to urban music right now over Jeezy this week. So I'm excited. A lot of those things happening. I'm just taking my time, putting the best in the music, staying away from the craziness.
Okay, well, for all the ladies listening, he is single. You learn a lot about the things that he likes.
Wait, you said your birthday in November, Scorpio, yeah, Sage.
November 23rd, first day of Sagittarius.
Oh, no wonder why you're so amazing. We are the best. Yes.
November 23rd.
But yeah, first day you on the cusp, so you still got a little bit of that Scorpio freaking you.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a freak.
Scorpio's a cheater.
I think if freak was a sign, that would just be my sign. Oh, this nigga just a freak. He just nasty.
Nah, but I think with Sagittarius, we're very sexual people.
Yeah, we are. Like, if we in a hotel and we chilling, we both tired, somebody over there. I mean, if he over there knocking the head back, I can't listen. Like, if I'm hearing like, her I'm enjoying mad. Sex.
Even if you're tired. Come on, let's go.
Yo, the sound turns
let's,
me
let's,
the
let's, sound the turns sound me. Of let's compete. Let's yep. motherfucking tired. Yeah. I bet you we can sound better than them. Let's go.
Yo, I'm into that. That's my life. Motherfucking tired. Not that tired. I got you.
Do you masturbate a lot?
Nah, not a lot.
Every now and then.
Every man masturbate.
Every single one of them.
Nah.
Guys try to lie and say they don't masturbate at all.
Man, listen, I'm a G, man. Listen. Every guy,
guys
man.
Masturbate.
Every guy. And because I don't choose to fuck with a girl in every city I'm in, what the fuck you gonna do? Be real with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Gotta rub that thing out.
Sometimes.
The people next door are having sex. What I'm gonna do?
Please, it's better to take care of yourself than to be with somebody dirty.
She good for putting a Dorito in a Cheeto bag.
Right.
You bogus. I like it.
All right, well, BJ, the Chicago Kid, thank you so much for
man,
coming through.
Thank y'all for like making me laugh and having a good time. I appreciate it anytime.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
You
learned a lot.
Y'all got me slumped in the couch now.
He stared at the wall.
Y'all can't have me talk about sex. I'm sitting here looking at the wall, seeing a projector in my mind over there, what's going on and shit.
Yeah, well, you can always visual. Masturbate later, but this is...
Nah, chill, you go. Chill, chill, chill. I know, how often do you masturbate?
I really don't masturbate.
Oh, you don't have to?
No, I sure don't.
Nice.
Why don't you have to?
I masturbate a lot. I masturbated 3 times today.
I'm going to be honest. Part of my problem is that I'm always tired. If I'm at home and I'm in my bed, I'm going to fall asleep. Because I'm never really home. But I will say that if you do masturbate, that's some of the best sleep that you can have.
Yeah. Masturbation is a good way to wake up too.
I can't wake up like
start
that.
Start your day.
Every time I wake up, I'm always running late. So.
Sex in the morning is best. When do y'all think the best time of sex is?
I like having sex at night. Morning sex. Nighttime, morning sex morning and drunk sex and makeup sex.
Yeah, I'm with that. Mm-hmm. Morning sex, drunk sex, and makeup sex.
I like drunk sex.
I think just when the sun is up, period. It could be early afternoon. I like, yeah. You like I like watch. Fucking when somebody gotta be somewhere else. Like, nigga, I know you at work.
You like yeah, to look and see.
Oh, you know when the best time to have sex is? When it's raining out.
Yeah, that's a good time too.
That's the best time to have sex, period.
When it's raining out.
Mm-hmm. Outside?
Mm-hmm.
Adventurous?
When it's outside.
Not in the rain, but have you ever had sex outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, into that life. When I come back, I'm going to ask y'all questions. I'm going to have my list
of questions.
Yeah, I'm going to ask y'all questions when I come back.
I've had sex in the rain.
I'm going to
on the porch. Yeah. Outside on the balcony.
I'll tell you what's overrated. Mm-hmm. Sex in the ocean.
Sex in the tub.
Water is overrated.
It's so overrated. Yeah.
It takes out all the juices again.
I was trying to suck dick in the tub over the weekend.
That's not cool.
I almost drowned.
You can't suck dick in the tub.
You got water coming out your nose.
I was doing it.
I love it.
I was trying to deep throat and everything. I almost drowned.
I love it. The bubbles coming out your nose.
You're like,
insane. You a gangster.
Please don't let me die like this.
Listen, you get the gangster award just for the attempt.
And I was like,
baby, I'm going to drown.
He was like, please don't let me die sucking dick.
Listen, he was like, keep going. I was like, you going to let me drown?
Why you look up Scott. Y'all are hilarious, man.
Or like trying to have sex in the water, in the ocean, the salt water on you put. Oh,
what is that? No, that don't seem.
Or even trying to have sex in the shower in a bathtub, that don't work. The water's getting all up in you.
Depending on where the shower is.
The shower, I like having sex in the shower.
The shower, yeah,
the shower could work.
Not the tub.
The shower could work. You know, one leg up.
Beyonce lied when she said that fill the tub up halfway and ride on my surfboard.
She lied. Right?
Then she lied. That was a lie.
It don't work.
Mm-mm. I mean, and then, like, being on your knees in a bathtub is just painful.
Where's the craziest place you had sex that you enjoyed? Not saltwater sex, but.
Driving on 95.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
What about you, Ray?
I'm not about that. Risk my life. See, Gigi's ready to die for some.
Die for the D.
She's ready to die for some dick.
What about you?
Driving in a car. I don't know. I mean, I don't think any place really crazy. Maybe like at a cookout in the bathroom.
That's pretty gangster. That's hood enough for a real nigga.
A couple years ago, New Year's. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go.
A couple years ago on New Year's, the clock struck, you know, New Year's, and then we went in the bathroom and fucked in the club. That was interesting.
Ooh, everybody else probably did the same thing, too.
For me, the best sex I've ever had was in my bedroom. Right in my bedroom.
I where the I just, craziest from, place, not the craziest, best.
Yeah, that's not crazy.
The craziest where it was the best. The craziest place, I mean, in the rain. I don't think it gets any crazier than that.
It's like a music
like,
video.
Like, there's neighbors and shit. We weren't living.
Summer rain.
But the best sex I've ever had, you know, is in my bedroom, in a room. On the bed.
Because you're it's a lovemaker. You're a passionate lovemaker.
Not even when I'm getting fucked. I like it to be in my bedroom.
I'm with the idea of comfortability.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Yeah. Sometimes, man, the feeling you have in that connection would make you not give a fuck about comfort.
Yeah, no, and the like, passion's there.
This feeling is the comfort, goddammit, Ben. Come here. Mm-hmm.
Like, where's the craziest place sometimes, you ever had sex?
Shit. Trying to pick a place. I never had sex on a plane, but I had sex in a lot more places. Let me see.
I didn't ask you what's the craziest place you didn't have sex.
So I'm trying to fill out my don'ts. Trying to fill out my don'ts.
In the studio, I'm sure you've had sex a lot in the studio.
Not a lot, but I've had sex in the studio for sure.
Okay.
You know, surprisingly, I'm a video vixen and I have never had sex in a recording studio.
But nah, it wasn't like on some whole shit. It was like on some shit that like this ain't our first time having sex.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We both wanted each other at the time and that's where
it just so happened.
Yeah,
in the
that's
studio.
Where it went down. Yeah. Like if you was watching the movie, the you'd booth? Be like, I understand why they did that. You wouldn't be like, you know what I mean?
What about in the booth? You did it in the booth?
Not with the mic on.
You should.
No.
And record it.
Great skit.
That's not for everybody.
That'd be a great background.
Oh, I'd rather just listen to Biggie. Record.
Yeah, we don't want to hear you like, I need 5 minutes, 5 minutes.
That's her shit, the 5 minutes. But I tell you, after that 5 minutes, I guarantee you.
It's going down.
You're
going
to give me some juice.
It's going to be
worth it.
The
juice.
Juice are going to be going.
You're
going
to give me some juice.
You know, baby, you want some juice?
Yeah.
If a guy tells you that he needs 5 minutes, you know it's going to make him come. If you tell him, he better not come.
Oh, that's
make
the worst
a guy
thing
come.
To do.
No, you want to know what to make a guy come? Looking in his face and telling him to come in your pussy.
Oh, yeah,
that works every
that's
single
the easiest,
time.
That's the easiest command
I know
you ever.
That for
you don't
sure.
have to take a shortcut. You just be like, and look him in his and mean the shit out of it, even though you don't. Oh, it's a wrap.
And what if after that she says, and I'm not on the pill?
No, you be like, I got on the
condom. And I got
like,
that plan B.
No, you die like this, I got on the condom. And you fall back on the bed. Yep.
And
enjoy
then you should
that.
Be like, oh, shit broke.
Condom break, I'm stopping.
Sometimes can you always tell when the condom breaks?
Hell
yeah.
Yeah. Hell
the girl
yeah.
too. The
hell
girl
yeah.
too.
Too good.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
you
like,
feel
wait,
it.
Wait. This is wait, this is raw.
Indeed, you can feel it. Indeed, you feel it in that condom break.
Hell yeah, you can
yep,
feel
instantly.
It.
Instantly. You
You know. Yep. You know.
You know the difference. You definitely know the difference.
You never had no scare? Like a woman told you she was pregnant or the baby was yours?
Nah. I've somebody who I was with was pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it just didn't happen.
Nah, she didn't have an abortion, but, you know.
Miscarriage. I'm sorry to hear that.
I wanted the baby. I was in a relationship. I was, you know.
You was hype.
You know, let's go. You know. Nah, but, you know, it happens. Still my G.
All right.
It's all good.
Well, BJ the Chicago Kid, November is the album. Right now you can hear the song Church with Chance the Rapper.
Yep. The album is in my mind.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Gigi McGuire.
You know who you are?
Good time.
And I'm BJ the Chicago Kid.
Sing it.
Yay.
All right, y'all.